whiskers, scratches, and scents, unraveling the mystery of feline territory marking. Cats are mysterious creatures, and even those who live indoors have their secret lives, especially when it comes to marking their territory. Feline territory marking is a complex behavior that involves various methods of communication, including scent marking, scratching, and more. Let's delve into the hidden world of indoor cat territory marking and learn how our feline friends establish their domain and maintain social structures. Scent marking, the invisible ink of the feline world. Cats have scent glands in various locations on their bodies, including their cheeks, forehead, and paws. When your cat rubs against you, your furniture, or other objects in your home, they're leaving behind a scent that marks their territory. This scent, known as pheromones, is undetectable to humans but speaks volumes to other cats, helping establish boundaries and maintain social order. Scratching, more than just a destructive habit. Scratching is another way that cats mark their territory. When they scratch, they leave behind both visual and olfactory marks. The visual mark serves as a reminder of their presence, while the scent glands in their paws release pheromones that convey additional information to other cats. Spraying, a less common, but important, communication tool. While not all cats spray, those that do use this behavior to mark their territory, particularly when they feel threatened or stressed. Spraying involves a cat releasing a small amount of urine, typically on a vertical surface, to communicate their presence and ownership of an area. Vocalizations, the language of feline hierarchy. Cats also use vocalizations, such as meowing, purring, or hissing, to communicate with other cats and maintain their social hierarchy. While these sounds may seem simple to human ears, they convey a wealth of information about a cat's intentions, emotions, and position within the group. Body language, unspoken messages in feline movement. A cat's body language can also play a role in territory marking and social order. For example, an arched back, flattened ears, or a puffed-up tail can signal aggression, while slow blinking or a relaxed posture indicates trust and contentment. By observing your cat's body language, you can gain insight into their emotions and social interactions. In conclusion, understanding the secret life of indoor cats and their territory marking behaviors can help us appreciate the intricate social structures and hierarchies that exist within the feline world. By learning about scent marking, scratching, spraying, vocalizations, and body language, we can better understand our cats and create a harmonious environment for them to thrive.